Is everybody ready? Today, we're pleased to announce a new service for victims of crimes in our state that we think is important and helpful. Until today, when victims of crimes have sought through the courts and through law enforcement a protective order, often called a no-contact order, so that there's a court order, a court injunction from any contact by the offender to the victim. It's not totally effective it's not totally legal until there's actually service upon the offender. And what happens now is that that the victim is not sure, you know, if it's been served or when it's been served. Often, you know, calls the sheriff's office at semi-regular hours to figure out if it's been served. And there's uncertainty for the victim. There's a lot of phone calls for the sheriff's office, but that's changing today. It's changing with what we've developed through the Crime Victims Division of our office and other partners. There's a notification system, an important notification system, so that if a victim is asked the system, and I'll mention in a few minutes how they do that, if they've got their word into the system, they've made their marker, then as soon as the offender is served, my apologies to somebody in the press there, but no harm, I don't think. When the offender has been served, then almost instantaneously, either an email goes out to the victim or a phone call that will be repeated over a 24-hour period goes out to the victim, so that they know that the service has taken place, that the protective order, the no-contact order, is fully effective at that particular moment. They can also use the system to keep track of what is happening, if it's still in place or if there's been any changes. And, of course, if for some reason the protective order lapses or goes out of effect, the victim is notified of that as well. The way to be involved in the system for victims is to call a toll-free number, 1-888-742-8463, or to go on the website www.registervpo.com. The letters in between there are REGISTRVPO, so that they can be fully connected to this system. You know, the victims of crime, particularly domestic abuse, go through a very difficult time, a harrowing experience many times. And we in the Attorney General's Office in general, and our Crime Victims Assistance Division in particular, are really committed to help people, particularly those in the most need. And among those in the most need are those that are victims of domestic violence. And we think that this is a good program, one that is going to help them have some more knowledge and some more certainty, and less phone calls, less exasperation to find out if the no-contact order has indeed been served. We've done this in conjunction with the Iowa Criminal Justice Information Sharing Advisory Committee, and APRIS, Inc. of Louisville, Kentucky, is doing a lot of the technical work. This program that we announced today is consistent with another one that we've had for 5 years. I think there was just the 5-year anniversary of the VINE program, where there's a similar notification system and information system concerning the offender's status. If the person is in county jail or been moved to another jail, is in the state penitentiary, is about to release, victims of crime can get exactly the same, that information in roughly the same way. That's gone through a series of developments over the state. There are now 97 counties that are participating. The other two are on the program to be added. So that's become statewide. As I say, that working for and relating to and understanding what victims of crimes are going through is a very important service for the state. And it's one of somewhat recent development. We set up through the legislature and through the County Attorneys Association, the Crime Victims Assistance Division in the Attorney General's Office, I believe 1989, the late 90s. Prior to that time, too often victims of crime were the forgotten people in the system. We were concerned about law enforcement apprehending the offender. We were concerned, as we should, about the rights of the offender. But the victims were sort of forgotten, and we are committed every day in the Attorney General's office to change that. And this is, I think, one of the ways that that we're doing this. The official name is the Iowa Protective Order Notification for Domestic Abuse Program, IPONDA, rather long name, but an important name. And we received some federal funding to do this, which we are appreciative of. The funding was awarded by the Office of Violence Against Women in the United States Department of Justice. I would note that there's some question about the reauthorization of this program by the Congress. I think it would be totally irresponsible of Congress not to reauthorize the Violence Against Women program at the federal level. We don't need to go back to the time when victims of crime were the forgotten people. That would be a huge mistake. And for Congress not to reauthorize would be, in my view, a huge mistake. Janelle Malone is the head of our Crime Victims Assistance Division, rather newly selected. And I noticed that that Marty Anderson, who is the original and head of the division for 22 years, Marty, or thereabouts, is in the crowd. But Janelle, do you want to come up and amplify a little bit on what I've said here?
Thank you, Attorney General Mueller. And thank you so much to all of you for joining us in our announcement of the existence of the Iowa Protective Order Notification for Domestic Abuse, better known as IPONDA. Since January 1st, 2005, 233 women, men, and children in Iowa have been killed in domestic abuse homicides. Of that number, 157 of them were women. And of that number, we know that at least 59 of them were known to have left or to have been in the process of leaving their abusers when they were killed. As anyone in victim services knows, this time is the most dangerous for a victim. When they're in the process or have left their abuser, an offender can become enraged. The loss of power can be devastating to them, and violence can escalate quickly. Last year, Iowa's domestic violence program served just under 26,000 victims of domestic violence. That's 26,000 victims who survived the abuse and sought assistance through our programs. And part of that assistance now will include IPONDA, which has been created to help keep crime victims informed during these volatile times. Knowing when their abuser has been served with a protective order can allow a victim to enact their safety plan and be on alert to possible impending violence. It can allow her the opportunity to help ensure the safety of her children and the rest of her family as well. IPONDA provides vital information for crime victims at a crucial time. And I want to thank all of our partners who helped us bring this system, made it a reality for victims in Iowa, specifically the Department of Human Rights, the CJIS Committee, and the Iowa Courts Administration. I'm pleased that our state agencies were able to come together to create another necessary tool for crime victims in Iowa. And I want to thank you again to all of you for helping us spread the word to victims who may need this service in the future. And thank you to all of our hardworking individuals in our victim service field who continue to advocate for victims and survivors. And we're going to play for you a copy of the call or what victims will hear when they use the IPONDA service.
Jeff, do you have that hookup?
Hello, I'm home with the information that you are registered to receive from us. Please listen carefully to this message. You may want to have a pen and paper handy. To verify that you are a person who is registered with us to hear this information, please enter your four-digit PIN followed by pound. Thank you. You have confirmed that you are the person who is registered to receive this notification. If you are not that person, please get this information to them as quickly as possible. This call will not be repeated. I'm calling to tell you that an ex parte temporary temporary protective order has been served and is now in full effect. The protective order has the case number 2007WA123 with a respondent whose last name is Smith, S-M-I-T-H, and his first name is John. It was served on the following day, May 1st, 2012. The order is in effect until February 11th, 2013. If you have any concerns about your immediate safety, contact your local law enforcement agency or call 911. You should also contact your local crime victim service program for support and to help you create a safety plan. Should the respondent on the protective order violate any of the conditions of this order, contact your local law enforcement agency immediately. For more information about this case, contact the court clerk's office in Jefferson County. The telephone number is area code 502-555-6789. This automated notification is sponsored by the Iowa Protective Order Notification for Domestic Abuse Program. It is our hope that this information has been helpful to you. Goodbye.
Okay. Any questions?
Are other states doing this?
What, do you know what the status is of other states?
Iowa is one of 12 states.
Come on up and... For the people on the phone, the question is, what about other states? Are other states doing this kind of program?
I am Jennifer Simpson with the Crime Victim Assistance
Division.
I am the Victim Rights Coordinator and Manager of the IPONDA program, and Iowa is one of 12 states that is participating in the Vine Protective Order program to provide these notifications to victims across the state. This is up and running as of today. Victims can start registering now if they would like.
What happens if an offender tries to fill in to find out if a protective order has been issued?
If an offender tries to phone in to find out if a protective order has been issued, they will require certain information. So if they have the information handy, which is the protective order case number in its entirety.
Saying the offender calls in.
That's right. If the offender calls in, they'll receive the same information, and they can register to learn that they have that the protective order has been served. But it's most helpful for victims, for the petitioner on the protective order.
Tom, you mentioned the federal funds to help support this. What is the cost, and what's the split between state and federal funds?
The yearly maintenance fee to provide the IPONDA service is roughly $160,000, and that is paid for ongoing out of the Crime Victim Compensation Fund, which is made up entirely of criminal fines and penalties.
But the federal funds were helping us set it up.
That's correct. The federal funds paid for the implementation of the program, and I, off the top of my head, unfortunately don't have that number.
Yeah, essentially the startup funds, but we're not dependent on them for the ongoing basis here.
So do the victims call into the service, or does the service call them?
To initiate the notifications, the victim will have to either call the telephone number or register online via the website that the Attorney General provided earlier. And then once a change in status occurs, once the protective order has been served or is about to expire, the system automatically calls the victim or emails the victim.
Yeah, the victim needs to call in to be part of the system, and once part of the system, then the system calls the victim.
That's right.
And the victim has the power to call in to check up and on status too.
That's correct. At any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the victim can get that information by going online or calling the service. The question was, has there been any success stories or a drop in violence due to the program in other states that have initiated this program? The program is extremely new. The states that have come online have only come online within the last year and a half, and so it's kind of too soon to see any of that drop in violence statistically. But in my opinion, the biggest success story is not hearing about the violence. So while we may never have be able to put our finger on a direct number, not having violence occur is the best success story.
Yeah. So how would you measure your success?
To measure the success of this program, we're going to really look at how many people are using the program and how many people we're reaching to get that information to across the state of Iowa. So success of the program will be measured just in numbers that are using it and continue to use it and hear about their protective order being served so they can keep themselves safe.
Yeah, and part of the goal here is peace of mind. Part of the goal is to for victims to know it's been served and not wonder and worry and start keep calling the sheriff's office. It's certainly to deal with the violence effort, but it's also, again, thinking about the victims and what they're going through and trying to alleviate at least some of the concerns that they have and anxiety about whether it's been served or not.
There was a security aspect to the phone call whereby they had to have a pen. Is there a similar security aspect to the email?
The question was, is there a security, you have to enter a PIN to receive the notification via telephone. You do not have to enter a PIN to receive your notification via email. So that notification gets sent out just one time to whoever's email address used to register, and they can receive that on their mobile device or on their computer.
Jennifer, has it been considered adding the domestic violence hotline, the statewide hotline, to the recording so they can have that information also?
The question was, are we adding the domestic violence hotline to the notification that's being sent out? And unfortunately, due to just scripting requirements, we weren't able to add that. But if you go onto the website, there is additional information on the number for the hotline and other victim service provider numbers across the state of Iowa. And that's also provided on the brochures and the posters that we'll be handing out as well.
Do we have a capacity, or we can check and get back to you?
How many protective orders were issued in calendar 2011?
The question was how many protective orders were issued in calendar 2011. I know how many protective orders came into the IPONDA program, and that was during the last calendar year. So calendar year 2011, we received over 15,000 protective order and no contact orders into the IPONDA program during that time.
I can talk about this. The question is, how does this help keep the offender from offending after service, and what effect on that? I think that that's uncertain. I think that for the offender to know that there's one more system in place that watches them and gives assistance to victims. One more sign that society is on the side of the victim and supportive of the victim is important. But again, as I sort of I maybe implied but didn't say before, that the goal of the program isn't directly to keep the offender from offending. It's really to provide a service, a peace of mind service to the victim, and be part of all the things that we do for the victim and show that we're on the victim's side. The state and the centers for domestic violence, continue to do a lot of things and think of a lot of ways to try and deal with the offenders. It's very difficult. These are people that are not responsible. People that are in heightened emotions, heightened emotion state for one reason or another. But by prosecuting them, by having protective orders. By having society, continue to change its views on the victim, all of that sort of helps deal with a somewhat intractable problem and starts to provide some relief and help. But again, there's no magic solution here. There's no one thing we can do to solve this problem. Unfortunately, I wish there were. But there's a lot of things that we do to help the victims and to try and change society's attitudes, continue to change society's attitudes and expectations, and the enforcement and the society's desire to have strong enforcement, to have strong penalties. That's all part of the evolution, part of the challenge that that these women and others that work in these programs face day to day.
The question was, how are victims really going to hear about the IPONDA program so that they can register to receive this information? And it is going to be a collaborative approach. We have been training advocates and court personnel, law enforcement across the state, so that when we go live today, they can start registering individuals. Victims can hear about this notification program through their advocate. They can hear about them through the victim witness coordinators in the county attorney's office, and then there will be brochures in the clerk of court's office as well, and the sheriff's office will have this information too.
Yeah, and Jennifer, just want to talk a little bit about how the system gets the information and processes it and gets it out to people.
Absolutely. So the IPONDA program receives the protective order information in real time. And when a protective order is served by a deputy, the Iowa system or the Iowa court information system will be updated by either the dispatcher or the clerk of court, and that automatically updates the IPONDA program so that notifications will be sent 60 seconds after that update.
Any other questions? If not, you know, thanks very much. Thanks, Jennifer. Thanks, Janelle, for your work and your whole division's work on this. And as Jennifer said, thanks to our partners. Thanks for the federal government for providing the startup money. Are there any more questions by phone? Jeff rightly is sensitive to those that that communicate with us by the phone. I guess not. There was one answer with a click there, Jeff. good idea to ask. Thanks, everybody. Hey,
thank
great
you.
Job.